Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in a bit, I will tell you guys a story about my weekend, and maybe you can help me. I haven't told Rob yet this story. I've only told this story to very close personal friends, but I consider you all to be close personal friends, so I'll tell you guys the story too. And tell me, was I wrong in the way that I handled this situation? Before we get to that, let's get back to the Chiefs. Now, usually I spend all day Sunday, all morning, really trying to come up with unique, fresh takes and angles on the game. I don't really have any for this game. I don't think you really need one. One side got thumped, shellacked. The Chiefs dominated the Raiders in almost every single capacity. We still got to talk about the game. So you know what? Let's talk about the game in a little bit different light. I went on the Raiders Reddit page. Now, their Reddit page, Rob, is called the Death Star. It is Raider Nation headquarters for fans. So you go on here. You guys know how Reddit is. It's a big message board. And you can chime in and weigh in with how you feel. Can I pick some of my favorite posts for you guys so we can go through them? Rob, hit the music. Listen to this one. This is one of my favorite posts that we've ever read on this show. Raider Nation, it's okay to take a long break from watching this joke of a team. If you are reading this post, you are probably feeling what I'm feeling right now. Completely broken. I'll be honest, I've watched some games this season where I felt that I was on the verge of crying due to sheer incompetence and disappointment. But this game, it didn't just disappoint me. It's completely broken me. I am mentally and emotionally drained, and I know I'm not the only one on here that feels this way. This isn't just about being a fan anymore. Watching and cheering for this team has become self-harm. You can't keep pouring your time, energy, and emotional well-being into something that gives you nothing but heartache and stress. For the sake of your mental health, I beg you to take a long extended break from watching this team. Unfollow all of their accounts. Go out and enjoy your Sundays and let your mind heal. This is where our mental health has to come first. For your sake and your well-being, you have to prioritize yourself. And if watching this team is costing you peace, then it's time to step away. I'm already broken, so I might not be able to watch every game the rest of the season. It's not worth sacrificing my mental health for an outcome that will likely be the same. This is my plea to everyone who feels the same way. Take a long overdue break, unplug, and find better ways to spend your Sunday. Heal the emotional wounds that this team is inflicting upon us. You are not a bad fan for prioritizing your mental over this franchise. Please stop letting this team torment you. If you are at the point in which you are making posts like that on Reddit, I'm telling you right now, you've taken the sports thing way more serious than you need to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Hold on, we got more. That was the first one I saw this morning. Was that guy? He sounds like he's on the edge. He gotta call the hotline. We need a wellness check over to his residence. Rob, he's on the edge. Please keep sharp objects away from that man. Hold on, are we ready? I gotta compose myself. Hold on. I don't care if this violates the Reddit rules, but Geno Smith, he blanking sucks. He has no pocket awareness. Blank the Raiders. Blank Geno. Blank Chip Kelly. Blank Pete. Blank Mark Davis. Blank Max Crosby. Even though I like him. That's what it said. It said, trade Max and let him experience a winning team. We're dog blank. And we will be until Mark Davis sells the team. I'm sorry, I'm tickled by this. I might be the only one, but just, you got to bear with me for this segment. You ready for another? I got another one for you. You ready? Pete Carroll needs to be held accountable. You want to know a fan's favorite, and when you're frustrated, a fan's favorite word is accountable. Somebody's got to be held accountable for this. Not fired, but accountable. Accountable for the blank staff he hired. Accountable for the questionable decision and stubborn behavior. Accountable for the questionable drafting. Accountable for talking in circles and the BS excuses he makes in every press conference. Accountable for signing a 35-year-old journeyman quarterback who's done nothing his entire career. Accountable for the worst quarterback play we've seen in years. Accountable for the rookie mistakes that said 35-year-old 12-year veteran quarterback is making. Accountable for one of the worst offensive lines in Raider history. Accountable for another blowout. Accountable for the lack of effort and discipline in this team. Accountable for the 93 yards. This is literally unacceptable. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. The Raiders, they're so down bad. Oh my goodness. Rob, here's the post of somebody that said they were going through all of the work that they've gone through to get their weekend schedule fixed so they could have Sundays off so they could watch the Raiders. And now they're going back to their boss to see if he can be back on the Sunday shifts because he doesn't need the time off anymore. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Someone just sent in. Watching the Raiders is like watching my kids' high school productions. It's painful and it's miserable and it's mediocre to watch, but they're family. So you have to grin and bear it because that's what families do. That's what watching the Raiders is like. Watching the Raiders is like when you got to go to your niece's recital. Like when you got to go to your kid's play. Your kid's 8. They don't want to be there. You don't want to be there, but you got to. Oh, I'm telling you, this is hilarious. I'm serious. Oh my goodness, it's so good. This is so good. Oh man, all right. That's the funniest post I've ever read on this show.
Can you imagine if you're that guy's boss and you're like, oh, hold on. You took off 17 Sundays for Raider football and we're 8 in and you're done? Not even 8 in. I guess they're what? They're 2-5, 7 in, and we're done? You can have all your shifts back? That's crazy.
This first guy, I've never seen somebody go through it more on the internet. Oh, Reddit. Oh, there's more. I mean, we could just do this periodically over the day. I mean, there's a lot of angry people you would imagine on the Raiders Reddit page. A lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.